5:44 on your Monday morning, Kevin Martell in for Greg Morgan. Yeah, the Stampeders, part of the lineup of Shake the Lake from this past weekend. You had the Headstones, Trooper, Finger 11, Default, just some of the bands that rocked around the Kinexus Arts Center Lakeside this past Friday and Saturday. Seemed like a pretty good turnout this year. Seemed like people had a lot of fun. Sherry from Jack 94.5, by the way, will recap the show with me a little bit later in the morning, next hour. Warm and sunny this weekend. You know, I just went to Environment Canada's page where all these warnings and alerts have popped up, and I'm looking at the map right now. There is nothing in place. I think that is the first time in months, and I'm talking up north as well, where they've had air quality either warnings or alerts, statements for air quality. Nothing up north. No heat warnings down in the south. No wind warnings, nothing of any kind. Mark this. It's been a long time. Hey, last full week for kids before they return to class.
Oh, back to school.
Yeah, not quite yet. Not quite yet. You still have a week left to do any last minute shopping for school supplies, for new kicks. Yeah, new clothes for the kids. But be aware if you are driving around. Gas prices have jumped as much as about 15 cents. All of a sudden, boom, there it is. Now around $1.47 a liter. Luckily for me, I gassed up last week just on a whim. But hey, and just in time for the long weekend, as everybody is perhaps busy traveling, we'll have a lot of people coming to our city for the Labor Day Classic. The Riders just lost to Calgary, by the way, again. 32-15, the Riders were leading at the half, 15-14. And then they put up a grand total of 0 points. Zero. Laid an egg in the second half. Here's what callers to the Green Zone post-game show thought.
That was terrible. That score, it makes us look better than we played. You can't show up for one quarter and expect to win a football game.
Just a really depressing evening. Other than like 7 or 8 minutes of football in the second quarter, this was tough to watch.
Complete repeat of the last game we played them.
I mean, I think the Stamps proved they're the better football team.
And now they'll try to rebound. Now the Riders will try to rebound this weekend against Winnipeg. They're hosting the Winnipeg Blue Bombers at Mosaic Stadium on Sunday. The 60th, by the way, Labor Day Classic. 60th anniversary. And to mark that, a little bit later this morning, the Rider flag will be raised in front of City Hall. The mayor will be there along with Riders president and CEO Craig Reynolds and Gainer the Gopher, Park Bag's very own. Coming up in just minutes, we're going to talk to Belton Johnson, dissect this latest Riders loss. But the Rough Riders, they just tried. The Rough Riders just failed. They can't get that monkey off their back known as the Calgary Stampeders this season. Losing again to the Stamps, this time 32-15. Grey Cup champion Belton Johnson is on the line with me this morning, also part of the Green Zone's game day coverage. And Belton, what a deflating game. Here you are against the team, the only team that's beaten you so far this season. And so you got to believe that there would have been a measure of, you know, we're going to get back at them. We're going to avenge that only loss. And then they put up almost a redo of the first game.
Yeah, Kevin, that was, I don't know. I think I got 8 good minutes of Rider football there in the second quarter. But you're right. They didn't come out well at all. As you know, the Stampeders, they got up, what, 14-2 right away. And then, you know, again, 8 minutes, second quarter, there, the Riders kind of stormed back where they were able to take the lead to go in the half, what, 15-14. And then out there was nobody that showed up in the second half at all. rather than scoring their points.
Zero points in the second half. That blows my mind, Belton.
it blew yours. I'm sitting there waiting and waiting. And, you know, it was, I think it was uncharacteristic of this team because, you know, the past few games, you know, there was been a lot of excitement. You know, the offense scoring, defense taking the ball away, getting sacks and everything. And in this game, you know, the Stamps, they're the one bringing it, right? They got four sacks against a solid offensive line for the Riders. And at the same time, the Rider D-line, they got zero sacks in this game, man.
What is it, Belton, about Calgary's defense that seems to fool the Riders? What do you think?
I don't know. It just seems like the Stamps got the Riders' numbers because, the Stamps are 2-0. The Riders won't face the Stampeders unless perhaps in a playoff game now, right? So, and keep in mind, the Stamps, they are a good team. I think they were 3-0 against the Bombers, 2-0 against the Riders. They're the team in the West right now. And the Riders, they're hanging on. But you know what? Got a big pitchers coming down the road here against the Bombers.
Green Zone's Belton Johnson on the line with me this morning. You kind of just mentioned it, but who is the best team in the West, Belton? Is it the Riders or is it the Stampeders?
I'm going to have to say the Stampeders. You know, the Riders, they are a good team. Don't get me wrong. But the Stamps, when you talk about in the West, like I said, they've beaten the Bombers three times. They've beaten the Riders twice. You know, I just got to think there. I think they even beat BC here once. So that for me, the Stamps are the best in the West.
Trevor Harris as you mentioned, he sacked a number of times, took a couple pretty hefty hits. He eventually did not play, not because Coach May said he was hurt, but because they wanted to give, you know, some other action. Yeah, exactly. So do you feel like Harris is being truthful here? Do you feel like he is a little shaken up after that, or is he going to come back this next game this weekend and rebound?
I'm thinking he'll come back this next game and rebound, but I will say, yeah, you know, watching that game on TV there, just the way he stumbled, it didn't look like somebody that would stumble with a leg cramp to me. But, you know, I got to take the man at his word here as well. So
Blue Bombers, back-to-back games starting this weekend. It's we already know it's sold out. Labor Day Classic. We always get up for this game. The fans always turn up. Will the Riders turn up?
I think they have to after this one. And, you know, I know they got a couple injuries there. You know, the secondary is kind of shuffled around last second. You know, Marcus Sales was out the game versus the Stamps. So hopefully he'll be back here and everything. So, and they just got to pick themselves up by the bootstraps. They got a long week off here because that game isn't until Sunday, right? So, they got to regroup, and I do feel like it's a must-win game because, you know, I keep thinking about, you know, the seasons before. You know, if they lose a game like they lost against the Stamps, you know, then there was losses, string of losses after that. So, to me, this game is critical this week here.
Belton, always appreciate your time, my friend. Have a great week.
Hey, have a good one, Kevin.
Well, the Prime Minister is in Poland right now, visiting with the Polish Prime Minister. They're expected to move forward on a strategic partnership that'll focus on trade, defense, and energy. You've been hearing the newscast this morning with Andrew Shepherd. Mark Carney was just in Ukraine yesterday. Surprise visit. CJME News Time is 6:14. Hey, for the first time in a while, looking at Environment Canada's map of the province. No alerts of any kind when it comes to weather. It's been a while since we've been able to say that. No heat warnings, despite it being pretty warm, as you've been hearing in the forecast coming up this week. But no wind warning, rain warning, or any smoke advisories up north. This summer's wildfires, we know, have brought devastation in northern Saskatchewan. Roads closed, skies, yes, filled with smoke. And access to emergency care, that's even harder to reach than usual. But in the middle of the chaos, something extraordinary is taking flight. on ADCJME's feature storyteller, Brittany Cafe, is learning how one new plane is changing what's possible in the most remote corners of our province.
In northern Saskatchewan, the sky connects everything. Tiny clinics, fly-in communities, remote roads that vanish in snow or smoke. When someone needs emergency care, help often arrives from above.
We get a little bit of patient information, we talk with our pilots, we come up with a game plan, and then we take off.
That's Alex Bell. He's a primary care paramedic with LaRange EMS. When a medevac call comes in, he and his colleagues have about 30 minutes to get airborne. Until recently, many of those flights relied on an aging Twin Otter, a rugged, unpressurized aircraft that didn't make the trip easy.
I can speak from experience. A couple more critical cases where time is of the essence. So maybe being in the Twin Otter, being a little bit slower, it's a little bit more stressful of a situation.
But now a major upgrade has arrived. The Indigenous-owned aviation company Rise Air has brought in a $7 million Pilatus PC-12. Carla Wayman is the VP of Flight Operations, and she tells me this plane is faster than the Twin Otter, and it can land where other planes simply can't.
It can get into smaller runways. For example, like when we went to Campbell Portage last week, it can get into South End. This aircraft can land pretty much on anything.
I was lucky enough to be one of the first passengers aboard this plane, and I can attest to the fact that it is fast. The trip from Saskatoon to LaRange was less than 50 minutes. That's a drive that usually takes 4 hours. Dr. Dan Irvine is the LaRange Emergency Department lead. He says this upgrade isn't just about time saved. It's also about who gets access.
The bigger door, the more capable lifts will make a big difference for the bariatric population as well. If you're in a fly-in only community and you don't fit, we don't have the aircraft to fit you in for a medical emergency, that does not look good for you.
The PC-12 changes that. It's the first medevac aircraft in Saskatchewan with this built-in bariatric system, a literal lifeline for some people. And this upgrade isn't going unnoticed.
I've been in northern Saskatchewan my whole life. We do get overlooked.
In a region where wildfires, closed highways, and long distances have always shaped life, the PC-12 isn't just a faster plane. It's a symbol that the North is worth investing in. And for patients in crisis, it could make all the difference. Above LaRange in Saskatchewan's newest medevac plane, I'm Brittany Cafe, 980 CJME.
Coming up a little bit later this hour, we'll chat with Sherry from Sherry and Woody on Jack 94.5 about Shake the Lake. Trooper, the Headstones, the Stampeders, Finger 11, Default. Yeah, just some of the bands that rocked around the Kinexus Arts Center Lakeside this past Friday and Saturday. It looks like it was a good turnout. And a little chillier at night, though, isn't it? Even this morning, having to wear a coat, and it's, well, right now, +5. I think it was when I got to work several hours ago, +4. So hot during the day, a little chillier at night, quite the swing these days. It was beautiful at Curry Field over the weekend. Went to a little baseball. Yes, the Regina Red Sox are done. Baseball Canada Men's National Championship was underway. You had two Saskatchewan teams in it. We watched the Regina Trappers, unfortunately, lose on the Saturday afternoon game to Ontario. The two Saskatchewan teams, though, would make it to the semifinal, and they both lost. So they played each other in the third place game. And yeah, it was the other Saskatchewan team that beat the Regina Trappers 13-3. The final, by the way, New Brunswick. Yeah, New Brunswick. Good on them. Beating Quebec 8-1 in the final. Regina Thunder just won their home opener, thumping the Edmonton Huskies 57-7. Crushing. Thunder are now on a bye. Then they face the Saskatoon Hilltops September 6th. Always a good one. That one, you always want to turn off those Those two teams are always, yeah, it's a very competitive game. And we all know that Sunday's the Labor Day Classic at Mosaic Stadium. Bombers are in town. The 60th anniversary. And to mark that a little bit later this morning, the Rider flag will be raised in front of City Hall. The mayor will be there. Riders president, CEO Craig Reynolds. Gaynor's going to be there. Speaking of the city, they're partnering with the Pats. So we just had I Love Regina Day this past Saturday. And now we're learning the city and the Pats are teaming up for a night of community pride is how they describe it. So on Tuesday, November 4th, so a couple months down the road, but November 4th, the city will be hosting the first ever I Love Regina Pats game when the Pats face off against the Calgary Hitmen. You're encouraged to wear your I Love Regina gear. Show what pride our city looks like while cheering on our hockey team. There will be discounted ticket prices. That game will also include I Love Regina merchandise, a pregame party, and giveaways throughout the night. Again, the I Love Regina Pats game happens at the Brandt Center on November the 4th. CJME News Time is now 6:25.